All right, everyone, welcome back to another episode of Stoic Mindset Reset, your daily dose of calm in this crazy world. I'm your host, Dylan Brooks, and let's be real, life can feel like a runaway train sometimes, right? Between work, relationships, keeping up with the news cycle, it's enough to make anyone want to pull the emergency brake and scream into a pillow. But guess what? You don't have to surrender to the chaos. You can actually build resilience and find that inner peace you crave. And trust me, it's not about burning sage and wearing pajamas all day though. Hey, if that works for you, go for it. Today, we're talking about creating a self-care routine that's less like a spa day and more like your secret weapon against stress, anxiety, and burnout. Now, I know what you might be thinking. Self-care, isn't that just bubble baths and face masks? Listen, those things can be nice, but true self-care is about taking intentional actions to nourish your mind, body, and soul. It's about making time for yourself, even when life feels like it's demanding every ounce of your energy. So, what are some power moves we can incorporate into our daily lives? Here are 5 key takeaways to get you started. First up, mindfulness. Ever feel like your brain is a hamster wheel running on overdrive? Mindfulness is about bringing yourself back to the present moment. It's not about emptying your thoughts, it's about observing them without judgment. Try taking a few minutes each day to just breathe deeply and focus on your senses. You can even try guided meditations, tons of free apps out there that are seriously helpful. Second, movement. We don't always need an intense workout to reap the benefits of movement. Think walking, dancing in your living room, stretching, anything that gets your body moving. Exercise is a natural mood booster and stress reliever, even if it's just for 10 minutes. Remember, it's not about becoming an Olympian, it's about finding joy and getting your blood pumping. Third, connection. Humans are social creatures. We thrive on connection with others. Make time for meaningful conversations with friends and loved ones. Call a friend you haven't spoken to in a while, plan a game night, or just have dinner together. Those face-to-face interactions can do wonders for your mental well-being. Fourth, sleep. I know sometimes sleep feels like the luxury item we can't afford. But trust me, it's an essential part of self-care. When you're well rested, you're better equipped to handle stress, make decisions, and just feel good overall. Aim for 7 minutes, 8 hours of quality sleep each night. You'll be amazed at the difference it makes. And finally, boundaries. Setting boundaries is crucial for protecting your time, energy, and emotional well-being. Learn to say no to things that drain you, prioritize your needs, and don't be afraid to ask for what you need. Think of it like this. You wouldn't let someone walk all over your physical space, right? Your mental and emotional space deserves the same respect. Now let me paint you a picture. Imagine this. It's Monday morning. You wake up feeling refreshed and energized after a good night's sleep. You take a few minutes to meditate, focusing on your breath and letting go of any stress from the weekend. You have a delicious breakfast, get dressed in something that makes you feel confident, and head out for a walk enjoying the fresh air and sunshine. At work, you prioritize your tasks, take breaks to stretch and move around, and connect with your colleagues. You leave work feeling accomplished and energized. You spend your evening catching up with friends, laughing, sharing stories, and simply enjoying their company. You head to bed early, content knowing you've taken care of yourself throughout the day. Sound good? This isn't a fantasy, this is the power of self-care. So, what's the takeaway here? Self-care isn't about indulging in fleeting pleasures. It's about investing in your well-being so you can show up as your best self every day. By incorporating these 5 key takeaways, mindfulness, movement, connection, sleep, and boundaries, you can create a self-care routine that works for you and helps you navigate life with more grace, resilience, and joy. Ready to start building your own power moves? Share this episode with someone who needs a little reminder about the importance of self-care. And let me know in the comments what strategies you're already using, or what new things you're excited to try. Until next time, keep it calm, keep it real, and remember you've got this.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.